and punished. This cycle of punishment and coercion lasts all the way up until we're graduated and out of the house, living on our own. This system of control isn't based on freedom and rationality. Rather, it's based primarily on punishment and shame. So instead of teaching a child to be independent, adults often discover that it's easier and more effective if they control the child. Emphasis on understanding and overcoming problems are diminished. Instead of teaching children that mistakes are good, we live in a society where mistakes are brutally punished and shame is weaponized against most children as a means of control. So, what happens when you grow up in a world where your parents and teachers focus on controlling you instead of aiding you in your journey? Control quickly becomes the only world we know, and as a result, we begin to experience a significant reduction in our own free will. We begin to act out of compulsion instead of out of our own desire. Punishment dictates our actions, so we grow up in a world where we aren't given a sense of confidence and autonomy. Instead, we're taught to obey, and if we don't obey, we become punished. This creates a mentality within most people, a mentality of compliance. Compliance is the key to control. It's actually very difficult to force someone to do something that they don't want to do, unless they are compliant. Compliance is a combination of a broken spirit, a weak will, and a sense of fear. As we grow up in a world that demands compliance from us, we end up becoming that broken spirit over time. Our wills are weakened from a lifetime of being forced to follow orders at every step of the way. This doesn't just leave us when we turn 18 either. For many people, we end up trapped in this compliant mindset for most of our lives. When the boss tells us that we're going to have to work late tonight, we agree. When the girlfriend calls us up and demands that we cancel plans, we agree. We're still just as compliant and weak as a little 4-year-old boy who just learned that his parents punish him when he's too loud inside of the house. Now, there is a place and time for a long, drawn-out conversation on what the most effective parenting methods are, how to use them, and why we should teach children strength instead of compliance. But this isn't the book for that. Still, it's important for you to be able to know that the reason why most men and women are so afraid and nervous about the world around them is because of the compliance instilled in them by their parents. Even if your parents were really kind and you weren't punished that often, you still grew up in a world that punishes failure and rewards success, with little thought as to how it affects the development of a young child. You might be someone who doesn't like to step on toes. Maybe you get nervous or worried when it comes to conflict. Or perhaps you're someone who always does what you're told, even if you really don't want to. Most likely, in some way, you're compliant. There are a lot of ways that we can mask compliance. There's a lot of ways to justify blind obedience in our lives. We can say that we're just being nice, or that we don't want to hurt other people's feelings. You can be nice and refuse to be compliant. You can avoid hurting other people's feelings and still get your way. We often find ways to justify our compliance and act as if fear wasn't the sole factor that was driving our motivations. Think about it for a moment. If you didn't have fear in your life, what would you do differently? If you weren't afraid of your boss, losing your job, dealing with conflict, or demanding a raise, how different would your life be? Fear of punishment is programmed into us at a very early age, and guess what? When someone spends enough time stuffing feelings and emotions into our minds, it doesn't go away magically. And so, we grow up learning to be good little boys and girls. But we're taught a strange definition of good. We're not taught to do good because of morality. Rather, we're taught that obeying authority is the ultimate good. Are you too loud in class? Being good is being quiet. Do you want to eat cereal for dinner? Being good means you only eat cereal for breakfast. Do you want to have the weekend off? Being good means coming into work on a Saturday. We aren't taught basic principles of right and wrong as much as we're taught how to be compliant with the world around us. The rules constantly change, and to us they make no sense. The adults always seem to be making up new rules that stop us from doing the things that we want. So we become conditioned to become afraid whenever we try to stand up for ourselves and fight back. We find ourselves dealing with serious emotional and mental health issues at times, because we are so worried, anxious, and afraid. The punishments have stopped being dealt to us. After all, we're adults, but the fear of being punished still haunts us.